Charlie Hebdo director forced to flee home due to threats. By Chris Tomlinson on September 23, 2020. The human resources director of Charlie Hebdo has been forced to flee her home after receiving death threats as the trial for the January 2015 terror attack against the French satirical magazine continues. Marie Cabret said on Monday that authorities had removed her from her home due to the rising level of threats against her. She told French media, "This reflects the unprecedented level of tension we face. On Monday, September 14, my security officers received specific and detailed threats. I had 10 minutes to do my business and leave my home," she told Le Point on Monday and added, "10 minutes to give up part of your life is a bit short, and it's very violent." According to a report from magazine Marianne, Brett said that since the start of the trial for the 2015 terror attack, she and other members of Charlie Hebdo had seen a rise in threats. She said, "We have received all kinds of horrors, including threats from Al-Qaeda and calls to finish the work of the Kouachi brothers." The Kouachi brothers, Saeed and Sharif, were the ones who carried out the shootings at the Charlie Hebdo offices in 2015, killing 12 people and injuring 11 more. The two brothers were later killed in police raids several days later. Brett also mentioned that currently, Charlie Hebdo's offices are incredibly well guarded, and the address of the office is also a secret. "The address of our premises is secret, there are security locks everywhere. Armored doors and windows, armed security agents, we can bring in hardly anyone," Brett said. Ahead of the trial for the 2015 attacks, Charlie Hebdo chose again to publish the controversial Muhammad cartoons, one of which was drawn by one of the victims of the terrorist attack. Laurent Sourasso, commonly known as Riss, now edits Charlie Hebdo and commented on the move to publish the cartoons again. He said, "There was a need for a good reason to do it. A reason which has meaning and which brings something to the debate. 2. Reprint the pictures, this week at the opening of the trial of the January 2015 attacks, seemed essential to us." Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.